Welcome back, everybody. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. It's the weather's suiting the mood today here.
Oh, absolutely. The weather was kind of just like, oh, you're gonna have a dreary day. All right, let's cue something up for that.
Oh, and by the way, all of your joints are harder to move. Screw you, depressed guy.
We're parsing our way through the news stories as we do every day here on Dueling Tangents, and you're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM out of Waukesha. You can always stream the show wherever you go on the Devil Radio app, downloaded wherever fine apps are downloaded, and you can join the conversation 844-967-2789.
That's where we're going to go now.
Yeah, Brian, we got a number of callers stacking up this afternoon, so let's get to the phone lines now. We got our friend Ron in Madison calling in. Ron, what's on your mind today?
Well, frankly, guys, to steal a phrase from that old from a 1970s movie Network, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Quite frankly, the Democratic Party has failed to hold the Republicans accountable. Our elected officials are supposed to be that, our elected representatives, and they have failed to represent us. Everybody needs to call their elected representatives and get them to vote for this. And if they don't vote for it because they're taking money from the NRA to continue to sell these weapons of mass destruction, these military-grade weapons, then we need to vote them out. We need to put in people who are going to actually pay attention to what their job is.
Yeah. You know, that's part of the problem with things like gerrymandering, is you stop people from actually having to compete for seats. I'm interested to see how Brian Stile reacts to this. I'm interested to see, because he now is in a district that, you know, that's a 1% difference. So he's going to have to go and maybe I'm going to give him a call later on. He's my guy, whether I like it or not.
And Ron, I wish it was that simple. I really do. I wish I don't quite, I guess, understand that it's the fault of Democrats for not holding Republicans accountable. I don't
think they message well, I think, is really, I mean, again, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but that, you know, they don't.
I think since Sandy Hook, which there's been a number of there was, I believe, I forget who the reporter was at the time, but essentially, or the pundit, they summed up that the gun control debate in the United States ended after Sandy Hook, because once action was not taken to prevent things like this from happening in schools to elementary students,
it doesn't matter.
Like yesterday, that it's over. Because if that's allowed to happen, there isn't a point further than that that could cause outrage to then force something to happen. And so it's upsetting. That was almost a decade ago, but I think that's true, that that Sandy Hook ended the gun control debate, because the fact that the nation did not come together after that incident and do something to prevent tragedies from occurring again shows that nothing...
Dude,
nothing could happen. Nothing could be bad enough to send enough thoughts and prayers to fix this problem.
Alex Jones literally told the people and their the families of the victims that they were lying.
Yeah.
And his ratings rose.
Marjorie Taylor Greene said the same thing about the Parkland shooting, that it was a false flag operation.
And she got elected.
And she got elected. That was something she said before she went to Congress. And people in Georgia said, you know what? That's who I want in my elected official. But my,
you get what you tolerate.
The people that I voted for are trying to solve this.
Yes.
I voted for Governor Tony Evers. And he called for a special session in 2019 to address gun violence. And the state assembly gaveled in and gaveled out within 10 seconds.
Not even a debate. Not even a, hey, this is what we would do, or hey, this is the Republican solution, the no solution for you.
Yeah, so I like I said, Ron, I wish it was that simple, but there are certain elected officials that you need to hold accountable and vote them out of office. But like Brian said, the gerrymandering,
they're locked in, dude. 90% of people, that goes across party lines, 90% of people want just common sense gun legislation.
Background checks and red flag laws.
Can't even do that.
Those two things.
We can't even do that.
Those two things. And I hate the argument, Brian, that we've got on the right that says, well, criminals that want to go do these acts would find a way to go do them regardless. There's nothing we could possibly do to stop the evil that happened yesterday, except for the fact that the guy went on his 18th birthday and bought the assault rifles, Brian.
Yeah, I know.
Literally a law changed by Republicans in Texas in 2021, last year, lowered the age from 21 to 18 for those types of weapons to be purchased. The law that was changed last year by Texas Republicans would have prevented that kid, an 18-year-old kid,
you know,
from doing what he did on his 18th birthday to then go to the school yesterday with those weapons.
And to those of you who think that, you know, maybe more guns is a solution, you know, arming teachers, besides the fact that they're already, you know, grief counselors and guidance counselors, and they have to go and take into account every single kid's IED, which they should, and all that stuff, and they also have to go and not piss off the parents, also have to go and, you know, get, you know, their grades up. They also have to make sure the kids pass the test, but they also have to teach them about sex ed, but don't teach them about sex ed. Teach them about, you know, how to be better people, but also don't teach them how to be better people in specific ways, but also go and, you know, be perfect, but also be not so perfect. Be involved in their life, but don't tell them what to do. Also be perfect for the parents and raise their kids on top of that, but also not get paid enough for it. And, here's a gun. That's going to work?
The last... The teachers in the classroom were the last line of defense.
But that idea, comes from we should kill the enemy. The enemy is the person fighting, and we should punish the person who's the enemy. That's an authoritative thought. That's an authoritative. How do mass shootings get stopped in authoritarian countries? Well, it depends on the authoritarian figure at the time, but I would imagine they do something like, I don't know, if you commit a mass shooting, we will kill all of your family. And you know what? We can't do that here because we have, you know, democracy and laws and things like that. That's kind of illegal. But, you know, what are we trying to do here? How does that even help?
If more guns equated to more safety, Brian, Texas would be the safest place on the planet.
Oh, yeah. That's right. It was Texas.
There was an armed security guard outside of the school yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And he waited for backup, I believe. I'm not 100% on that report, but the armed security guard did not prevent this gunman from going.
Well, if the armed security guard had an AR-15 to go and combat the AR-15, he just had a handgun, right? Right? Is that it? Is that the argument? More guns? Maybe it's something different. I don't know. Who do you want to go do next?
We got Dick and Madison on the line. Let's go to Dick. Dick, what's on your mind today?
Well, Coach Kerr hit it out of the park. I mean, the only thing is, I fear what he said is true, that we have gotten numb to this.
Oh, yeah.
I really do fear that. I mean, it's too common of an occurrence, and it's just beyond belief anymore. I had somebody tell me within the last hour, oh, did you happen to see what that idiot Beto O'Rourke did? And then I looked at him and I said, yeah, I did. And I'm like, what's wrong with that? The idiot that's up there holding the news conference was chastising his state for not buying enough guns to make them number one in the country instead of California.
Yeah.
He was merely talking, and then somebody broke in and started getting in his mug. He was very calm, went up and said something, didn't get belligerent, and then started walking away, and this guy starts cussing him out. And I said, you know, I bet you I know where you fell on the issue of Kaepernick taking a knee, too.
Yeah.
To me, that was basically, he was taking a knee. He was going in there and he wanted to get something across. And I'm sure that Abbott's going to be really hard to get to in the form of a debate because, you know, this fall when they're running against each other. But I couldn't think of a bigger idiot other than their United States Senator, Cruz. The two of them together are just perfect, aren't they? And Cruz goes off this weekend.
The guy worsened the inflation border crisis by going and thank you very much for the call. By delaying the border, making a second border in which he never found any more immigrants. He never found any more
Drugs.
Never found anything more. He just delayed more things and ruined crops and actually made it harder for anybody to get, strawberries and tomatoes and things like that. But then they blamed it on the Democrats, even though they were the ones who did it. On top of that, the guy spent all that money and, screwed up the economy of not only his state, but the rest of the country. On top of that, he still hasn't fixed his power grid problem that he clearly has.
You want two more on that one? The NRA is going to Houston, and I believe both Abbott and Cruz are talking. I think that's where Dick was about to go with that call, and we appreciate your call, Dick. Both Abbott and Cruz, as well as like South Dakota's governor, Kristi Noem, and several other Republicans are going to go to Houston this weekend. Like 48 hours from now, I believe. Maybe 72 hours from now. Great. They're going to go, and they're going to talk at the NRA's convention being hosted in Houston this weekend.
Well, shoot him up. Go, cowboy. Pew, pew, pew. Are you going to go, Brian, David Emekwan?
Guns are not actually allowed on the convention floor. The NRA has made everybody know that they can't actually bring their guns into the convention in Houston.
That's interesting. It's semi, hypocritical and kind of stupid if they're going to...
Their
members are so safe.
Why is that the policy?
No, but their members are so safe, especially with all those good guys with guns. Bad guys with guns would never go to the NRA packing and doing something bad like that. I was trying to go to you earlier, David Emekwan. How you doing, man?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I agree with Luke's sentiment as far as, especially what happened with yesterday. I also agree with the fact that lowering the age from 21 to 18 is a huge mistake in this situation, just for a simple reason. The best way I can compare this to, the United States, a long time ago, people remember in the 1930s and the Mafia and what Al Capone had, and he had Tommy guns. And Tommy guns were eventually outlawed.
Can you get one right now?
Can you get a Tommy gun? No.
Okay.
Cannot. And the AR-15s, the AK-47s, yes, they are different than a Tommy gun, but the end result is very similar. The difference is that, obviously it's high powered. It is semi-automatic, but the difference is that its purpose is to, obviously to kill a lot of people.
And so that an unskilled person can kill a lot of people as well. That's right. The whole design
and
of it.
So this is the way I look at it. So when you get your driver's license, I know this is a terrible comparison, but when you get a driver's license, you drive a car. That does not allow you to drive a semi-truck. You get a whole separate license to drive a semi-truck because you have to be trained in order to drive a semi-truck. In this situation... To Luke's point earlier, going from 21 to 18, so he did pass the background check, what are you going to do about that?
Does Texas have a background check?
Yeah, he bought it legally. He bought those guns legally.
And I'm asking, does Texas legally have a background check, David?
Yes, they do. All the states have to comply with the federal end of things. That's the way it is set up.
I'm gonna go back to, and again, we only have a minute left here. I got to go back to the point that these guns are only made to kill other people, and lots of them at that. At what point, besides being in the army or whatever, are you going to need to kill multiple amounts of people, no matter what Armageddon situation you're in? Mm-hmm. Other than that, what's the use? What's the point? Why are they even available in the first place? You can't get a Tommy gun. Why can you get an AR-15? That's kind of where I'm at, And I appreciate the reasonable discourse and all that stuff. But again, I get the differentiation between the licenses. But again, you're still
a car is used as a form of regulation.
It's also a tool of killing people.
And this is Dueling Tangents. We're going to continue the conversation. We'll be right back.